Last year, a teenager in Kent, England, named Hannah Bond, hanged herself from her bunk bed. Her parents said so-called emo music may have played a big role in her suicide. According to her mother, the 13-year-old started listening to My Chemical Romance 2 weeks prior to her death. That's Welcome Back, Welcome to the Black Parade, a song by My Chemical Romance. The story was covered widely in Britain, but one paper in particular, London's Daily Mail, took to calling this band and emo music in general a, quote, suicide cult. Now, the paper's coverage has My Chemical Romance fans all riled up. Well, as riled up as emo teens can get, really. Tomorrow, fans of the band and emo plan to march from London's Hyde Park to the offices of the Daily Mail. Here to talk about the emo rebellion is James McMahon. He is the features editor for the UK music magazine Enemy. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. So you've read the Daily Mail's coverage, using this term, calling this suicide cult music. From what you can tell, as you survey the coverage of this, is this the only paper that's used that term, suicide cult?
Yeah. Well, I mean, more or less. I mean, the Daily Mail really has a tradition, really, of being kind of very reactionary. And
we should put that into perspective. In the UK's media landscape, the Daily Mail is, can we say, sensationalistic a little bit?
I mean, I don't think it's, you know, if you go back to the 30s, the paper's got links with Nazism and Edward Mosley. So I don't think you can really say, I don't think it's really unfair to say that it veers towards right-wing thoughts.
A little provocative, but, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, really, it's one of those things that, you know, the Daily Mail's always kind of preached the fear of the other. Mm-hmm. And really, it's almost like it's the emo's turn, you know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you go back kind of 2 summers ago, they were saying this stuff then. And I think really what the March on Saturday is about is that I think really fans of that music have just had enough. And it's very frustrating being a teenager. It's a very difficult time. And I think that really that, you know, the people who listen to that kind of music are generally very intelligent, very sensitive, and I think they're really just sick of being misrepresented.
Well, let's talk about the music in general and the movement. How do you define, as someone who works in this industry, how do you define emo music? It's kind of, it's been hard to peg down one definition.
I mean, you know, like, you know, my own kind of tastes and my own kind of my own ideologies, I kind of actually think the whole thing's nonsense, to be honest, because I think that, you know, all good music is emotional, so it seems very strange to bracket something as emo as that would be emotional music. But, and also, I'm a big fan of kind of punk and hardcore, and I think if you go back to kind of the mid-80s and some of the music that was coming out of Washington, D.C., kind of Riots of Spring and bands like that, you know, really, like, those bands were kind of called emo back then, and bands like My Chemical Romance or Fall Out Boy or Panic at the Disco or whatever have very little to do with the music that was called emo in the 80s, so it seems to be a constantly evolving term. I suppose what you would kind of say is right now is kind of, you would talk about kind of, you know, floppy fringes and backpacks and boys in eyeliner and all that kind of stuff, and that's all well and good. It just feels a little bit like an update of what you would probably call goth, to be honest. But really, you know, My Chemical Romance are kind of the figureheads of the whole scene, and I do think that band have got an awful lot to say of worth, and I think that the fans of that band have responded very passionately. You know, I think that band speak to them, which is very rare for a rock and roll band to do these days.
So who's organizing the protests tomorrow? I mean, is it rare that there would be such kind of organization in this very diverse, amorphous group of teens?
I mean, I don't think so, really, because, I mean, like I say, I generally think that, you know, traditionally the music which has got the most scored, you know, at least in the last 20 years, you know, metal or punk or emo or whatever you want to call it, like, really the people who listen to that music are generally very intelligent, you know, and sometimes they can be loners or outsiders and stuff. Generally that, you know, if you're going to stay in your bedroom all night because you don't really have any friends, you're going to read books, you're going to go on the internet, you know, these people are, they've got brains, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that basically it's this website called What the Frank, and it's a
website, called, yeah. whatthefrank.co.uk?
Yeah, obviously replacing that other word and taking a name from a member of My Chemical Romance. And it's this girl called Ali Smith. I think that, you know, I was just reading kind of, I was just on the website before, and they do make an incredibly strong case.
What is their case?
Well, really, I mean, I was thinking about this before, is there doesn't seem to be any kind of case to answer, really, because, you know, people hung themselves before My Chemical Romance existed.
But they, for some reason, feel particularly maligned.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, you don't blame them, really. I mean, the last My Chemical Romance album, The Black Parade, you know, that whole record is about overcoming illness. It's all about, you know, the last line on the record is, I'm not afraid to keep on living. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a band that, have, like, over the course of their history, have given out numbers of... numbers for the Samaritans, for organisations you can call if you're depressed, if you're troubled. This is, you know, they do veer into that gothic... kind of death, like kind of morbidly obsessed kind of territory. But, you know, so have some of the best bands in rock and roll history, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of the ethos of rock, a little bit.
Yeah, no, totally. I think it's almost, you know, it's almost like Tim Burton landscape, you know. It's almost kind of... It's just kind of interesting, like, you know, skulls look cool, you know, like, skulls and T-shirts look cool, like, black is a cool colour, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just, you know, the fashion of it is classic, really, but I think that, I feel very sorry for My Chemical Romance, actually. I was reading a statement that they made on their website, which was basically, you know, I wouldn't say dissing themselves, but basically offering their condolences to Hannah's family. And
this is the band's response. They've spoken.
You can tell that they're really very affected, you know, by what the paper said. But
and they've come out and said that they're anti-suicide, whatever that means. So I guess they don't.
Yeah, they've come. Well, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be very sensible for them to say anything other than that. But I agree with them. Like I say, the last line of the record, "I'm not afraid to keep on living." It's almost kind of, you know, their whole modus operandi is really that, you know, they're very. It's all about overcoming sadness. It's all about you know, overcoming problems rather than giving into them. I think as well, I mean, if Jared Way, I interviewed Jared Way about 2 years ago, and he was talking, and during his conversation we went off at a tangent, he was telling me an awful lot about his childhood and, you know, things that really kept him going, you know, and it was punk and it was comic books and it was, you know, it was all the kind of things that, you know, Canadian kids talk about today. He really is one of them, you know.
Well,
I've got a lot of time for him.
James McMahon is the features editor at the UK music magazine Enemy. Hey, James, thanks. We really appreciate you sharing some of your reporting and thoughts on this. We appreciate it.
No sweat.
Take care.